In general, your decision to run again, what made it where you wanted to run again?
Well, I just love this state, and I feel like we're making a real difference, and we're not done. There's a lot more that we can accomplish. We've led a comeback, but now we really want to build a bright and prosperous future. We've seen great things happen all over Iowa, especially here in Lee County, with the big project, of course, that Mid-America is doing. All the blades are coming from Siemens. We have this big Iowa Fertilizer Project. There's already 600 construction jobs. By next summer, it'll be 12 to 1,400, and we want to continue to build a bright future.
Was there ever a point of hesitation where you thought, I don't want to go through the campaign another 4 years?
No, you know, I love the campaign.
I was gonna say he loves it.
I got to say, I love Iowa. I like going to every county every year. I guess I get energy from meeting with people, listening to their stories and their hopes and dreams that they have for a bright future. And I want to do all I can. And I think the experience that I have is something that can help us build this bright future. And I was really pleased with the response I got, my State of the State speech, my Condition of the State address. It's the most ovations, and it's the most positive response I've received from both Democrats and Republicans on the entire agenda. I mean, Dean Boren said in 40 years covering the Condition of the State, he's never seen the leader of the other party, Senator Gronstahl, say there's nothing in that agenda that he disagreed with. So I'm pretty happy about that.
What would be your top priorities in another term? What would you be focusing on?
Well, first I'm focusing on this session, and we want to get our home base Iowa approved, our anti-bullying legislation, of course,
the
Connect Every Iowa broadband initiative. And something important here is apprenticeships for the people in construction. We're hearing now that, hey, we've got construction jobs, we can't find enough people with the right skills. So we want to accomplish all of that. Then, once the session's over, we'll focus on the future. But, you know, jobs and education and being the healthiest state certainly are among the things that I want to see us continue to make progress on.
As you look at your economic success in recent years, where does Lee County rank in there?
Well, Lee County's at the top. I mean, this county was the county with the most unemployment when we ran in 2010. And we've seen more than a 40% reduction already. And we think we can do even better. And we already know that the Iowa Fertilizer Plant, which has 600 constructed jobs right now, it's going to go to 12 to 1,400 by next summer. And I think the future is looking a lot brighter in Lee County and all across Iowa. But especially here, which was a depressed area, there's a new sense of hope and optimism. We're very excited about that.
And we talk about that as we travel all across the state. We continually highlight what's happening in Lee County and how you can turn the state around and really see some great successes, great quality of jobs being offered, and really continuing to reduce unemployment. So we talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I highlighted my State of the State.
Every place we're at. Well, yeah, in the Condition of the State, you highlighted them, but we talk about it all the time. So it's a great example of the great things that can happen in the state of Iowa.
And as good as it's been, you're expectations for the next 3 to 4 years?
I think it can be better. You know, we know there's always going to be ups and downs in the economy. We are concerned about this EPA proposal to reduce the renewable fuel standard, because one of the things that's really driven the success of the Midwest in recent years has been the strength of agriculture. And if we see a dramatic reduction in the price of corn, this can cause farmland to start dropping in value. Farmers quit buying equipment. This could be very damaging to our economy. So we want to do everything we can to convince the EPA not to reduce the renewable fuel standard. We know that we can supply the renewable fuels. We just need the cooperation of Big Oil to give us the opportunity to have more blender pumps and to be able to go beyond E10, E15. In Iowa, we're experimenting with E30, we have E85, so there's a lot we can do, and we just want to have the opportunity to show that we can do it.
And really, really the Midwest is leading the economic recovery, and if they get it, put this in place, it could have a dramatic impact on this very fragile economy right now, because if you look at the Midwest, that's where you're seeing growth, that's where you're seeing success, and a lot of it has to do with agriculture, renewable fuels, biofuels, and so it's imperative that we keep it where it's at and continue to move it forward.
How do you get that message from Iowa to Washington, D.C.?
Well, that's why we're calling D.C. all the time. I went out there and testified the EPA hearing in Virginia. We asked them to have a hearing in Iowa because we're ground zero for this. They didn't come. We'll say, we'll put our own hearing together. All six of our congressional delegation, all four congressmen, Congressman Loebsack and Congressman Braley are in the news today on this. The other congressmen are all for it, Congressman King, Congressman Latham, Senator Grassley, Senator Harkin, and I've reached out to neighboring states. I called Senator Durbin from Illinois, and he and Senator Klobuchar from Minnesota. We have people coming from Michigan, from Indiana, from the Dakotas, from Nebraska to join us at that hearing, Minnesota. We are very hopeful. Last year, we had to take on the International Olympic Committee to save wrestling in the International Olympics. A lot of people thought that was mission impossible. We got it done. This year, we're hopeful that we can convince the EPA they're making a mistake. They need to continue to increase the amount of renewable fuels and not take a step back.
On a personal note, 5 elections you've won. You've yet to carry Lee County, as you said. Now you've got this economic record. What would that mean to carry Lee County?
Well, it's at the top of my list. It's at the top of my list. I want to carry Lee County in the next election. I want to show the people of this county we've earned their support, and we'd really appreciate it. And we're going to continue to work very hard to bring more business and more jobs to Lee County. I'm very appreciative of the help we got. We came very close last time, but I think 2014 is the year we can do it. And we're gonna work hard, and you'll see us a lot in Lee County. We'll be all over the state of Iowa, but this is at the top of our list.